Be'ez Hashem is Bochum begin Hilchas Chagiga, the second in the six halachas of the Sefer of Karbanos, where we discuss the laws of the sacrifices that apply to celebrating on the Yom Tov, which yesh b'chol and shesh mitzvahs in this category, the six commandments, arba mitzvahs say four positive commandments, or shtei mitzvahs lesei, and two negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, lehirois b'nei Hashem, to show oneself in front of Hashem on the Yom Tov. Beis, number two, lochig b'shalosh regalim, to celebrate on the three Yom Tovim. Gimel, number three, lesmech b'regalim, to rejoice in the Yom Tovim. Dal, number four, shleiro reikim, a person should not come empty-handed in front of Hashem. Hey, number five, shleiyazav levi, one should not forsake the levi, melesamchoi, from having him rejoice, v'litin le matnaisa b'regalim, and from giving him his matones, the gifts that are given to levim, on the Yom Tovim. And vav, number six, lahakala sa'am b'chaka sukkas, to gather together the people, on the Yom Tov sukkas, b'mitzor shmita, the right after the shmita, the seventh year. Ubeir mitzvahs elu b'prakam elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, where there are three chapters. First two prakam discuss the obligation of Re'iya, Chagiga, and Simcha as applies to Yom Tovim. And Perek Gimel discusses the mitzvah of Hakel. And that way we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses these three types of kabbanas, the Eilas Re'iya, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. Let's begin in Halacha Aleph. Sholosh mitzvahs asei, nitztavi yisro b'chol regel m'sholosh regalim. There's three positive commandments that the Jewish people commanded every single Yom Tov from the three pilgrimages. Be'elohin, and they are Pasuk and Shmais. Hari'iyah. First one is of having oneself seen by Hashem. Shemak says the Pasuk, Yidol kol zechurcha, everyone to be males should show themselves, which that comes with a carbon. The Chagiga, and the celebrating, which also comes with a carbon. Shemak says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Tochig l'Hashem lekecha, you should celebrate for Hashem your God. And Vasimcha, the rejoicing, which also comes with a carbon. Shemak says in the Pasuk, Vesamachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice in Yom Tov. As Ram explains each one of these three. Hari'iyah hamur bat tairihi, this that one should be visible for Hashem on the Yom Tov that's written in the Torah is shenir upon of Ba'azara, that he should show his face in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash b'Yom Tov Rishon Shachag on the first day of the Yom Tov of the Yom Tov. V'yavi imay karban oil, should bring with himself a totally burnt sacrifice, b'yam an oif, b'yam an behema, whether it's from a bird or an animal sacrifice. Now, umisha b'ba lazar b'yam rishon b'lehebi oil, whoever, if someone comes to the courtyard on the first day of Yom Tov and he doesn't bring an oil, l'daya shalei osam, it's to say, not only is it not that he didn't fulfill this positive commandment, elo oivra alay, to say, has also violated a negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, l'yado fonerekim, you shouldn't see my face empty-handed, and that's violating that negative prohibition. But the ain't a loika loves it, doesn't get lashes for this negative prohibition, shari losa maisa, because he didn't do an action, it's an inaction. Passive, one does not get lashes. Hachagiga, the second mitzvah, the celebrating, Hamur Batorahi, which is written in the Torah, is Sheyakiv Shlamim, the Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag. Also, the first day of Yom Tov, he should sacrifice a Shlamim, a peace offering, but Valye Leherois, when he comes to show himself in front of Hashem. And that's well known, Sheyna Shlam Boim, Elam Behema. The Shlamim could only come from an animal sacrifice, in contrast to the Oilus Re'i, which we said, an Oil could be from a bird or from an animal. Now, these two mitzvahs, Sheyna Re'i V'Chagiga, which is showing oneself and celebrating, in the Nashim HaChayivas Ben, women are not obligated in these two karbanas. Now, the third one, Vasimcha Amur B'Regolim Hi, and the rejoicing, that it says, the happiness that's written regarding the Yom Tovim, is Sheyakiv Shlamim, that it should sacrifice a Shlamim, yes, Al Shalmei Chagiga, in addition to the Shalmei Chagiga, Ve'elehin HaMenikram, and this is what's called Shalmei Simchas Chagiga, or well known as Shalmei Simcha, the peace offering of the rejoicing of the celebrating. Shlomik says in the Pasuk in the Varm, B'samachta Shlamim, you should sacrifice a Shlamim, B'achalta Shlamim, you should eat it over there, B'samachta L'fnei Hashem HaKecha, and you should rejoice in front of Hashem your God. B'nashim HaChayevas B'mitzazim, women are obligated in that third one, because it says B'samachta Atu Ve'secha, which is your house, which is your wife, is also obligated to rejoice, and that is with the meat of this third carbon, that of the Shalmei Simcha. Halacha Beis qualifies R'i V'chagiga. This the Oila Suriya and the Shama Chagiga, Elam Shimon Ater. Biblically, there's no measurement. Shimon says in the Pasuk, Ishkamat Lasyad Begoyim, every man according to the gift of his hand, whatever he brings is accepted for this carbon. But from rabbinic law, Shalayhei carbon Oila Suriya, that regarding the Oila, the burnt sacrifice of the Riya, that shouldn't be Pachas Meshab Ma Kesav, should not be less than one Ma of silver worth. Velo Shama Chagiga Pachas, and the Shalmei Chagiga should not be less than Mishav Shtei Chasav, from the value of two silver ma. But a mitzvah l'havi ki v'yashay. So that's the rabbinic minimum. But the mitzvah is to bring it according to the person's wealth, Shnei Mekamat Nazar, like it says in the Pasuk, like the gift of his hand, according to the person's ability, that's how much more expensive it should be. Now, Halacha Gimel, however, Shalmei Simcha, the third carbon, the second Shlamim, the Shlamim of rejoicing, Lenosvim Chacham Mashir, there this rabbis didn't even give a measurement. Now, Be'eshi Yala Odin Yerushalayim Lochi, when a person comes up to Yerushalayim to celebrate, so if he had actual animals as sacrifices for the Re'iyah, so Yivayim, he should bring them. Or Yali Mekesev Liknes Barakom, or at least bring up silver to go ahead and use them for money to purchase animals. But Vim'im Be'yodi Kesev, but if he doesn't have actual money, Lo'yavi Shavei Kesev, it should not be something that's worth money. And Afalayi Be'yodi Shavei Kamazuvim, even if the thing that he had that's worth money is worth many golden coins, also Le'la'az Rekom, it's forbidden to come empty-handed. B'lo chesed b'lo carbon, without either silver or without a carbon. Now, b'lama asur she'al b'yodei shavei kesev, why did they make it forbidden to come up with something that's worth money? You could use that to buy the carbonus. No, it's a gezeiras rabbinic decree, it's a concern. Shimla yimtzu limker. Maybe he's not going to find someone to sell this something that's worth money, even something that's worth many golden, that doesn't make him able to sell it. Or maybe the money he's going to get from that might be impure, and it's not going to be worth the minimum of the tumah. So therefore, you either have to have monies or the actual animal itself. Halacha Daud continues regarding the designated times of sacrifice. So Mishle Hikar B'Yom Tov Rishon, if someone did not sacrifice on the first day of Yom Tov, which he said is the primary day of when someone's supposed to bring his Oilus Re'iyah and Shabbat Chagiga, he didn't bring Oilus Re'iyah to Shabbat Chagiga. So Harizim Makrivim Mishayim as a regal, he could bring him and sacrifice him the rest of the days of the Yom Tov. Shemak says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yom Tochel Hashem Elokecha, 7 days you celebrate in front of Hashem your God. Which, didn't we say it was in day one? No, Malama Shekul Meru'in L'Chagiga, this comes to teach us that they're all fit for bringing these celebratory karbanas. B'kulim Tashlum Erishinim, although it says the first day, yes, they are supplementary, you could complete what you didn't do in day one through all the days of the Yom Tov. But a mitzvah l'hakdim l'hakdim b'rishon. There is a mitzvah to do it earlier and sacrifice on the day one. Lo hikar b'rishon. If you didn't bring it on day one, bein shogeg b'mezah, whether by mistake or whether deliberately, sin yakar b'sheni. Then you bring it again the earliest possible time. You bring it on day two. V'chol ma'acher. Whoever delays it, the later you do it, hadizim maguna is disgraceful. Balav neman regarding him, it says the pasuk in Sefanya, nuge mimayid. Those who delay from the Yom Tov, asafti, I've gathered and I've broken them. Again, because it's inappropriate to be pushing this off. Halachavav, let's avar regav loichag. Let's say the Yom Tov already passed, and the individual did not bring his carbon chagiga. In the chav bechirase, he's now more responsible for this anymore. Vazeh koyetzabayim regarding this, and things similar to this, where you're already, what's called abezman the butler kabani, it's already past the time. Nemet says, a pasing kehelas mu'uvis loyuchaliska, and this is something that was wrong that cannot be fixed. Halacha zayin. Mishlechag b'yom tov rishon shechag asukah. So what we spoke about before in halacha dalad was primarily like by Pesach. Now, Sukkot and Shavuos have something unique about them from the other two of the Shalosh Regalim. So the Rambam explains them. So someone did not bring his Chagiga b'yom tov rishon shechag asukah on the first day of Yom Tov Asukah. So Chagiga is called a rekel, you could do the Chagiga the whole Yom Tov. U'b'yom tov ha'achar shor shmini, which Pesach is only till day 7. By Sukkot, there's another Yom Tov that's attached, which is called Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day. That's the last day. That even then he could bring his Chagiga. V'af ha'shmini tashul merishon, because even the 8th day is considered, although for some things it's his own Yom Tov, for this it's considered that it's supplements, you can make up what you missed on the first day. And the chemish lechag b'yam chag ha'shavuos. So if someone missed bringing his carbon on Yom Tov Shavuos, which is a one day Yom Tov, he can bring a chagiga for all 7 days. And that he can make it up for the six days that have followed the Yom Tov Shavuos. The davar zeh mipi hashmu nema, and this was learned from the tradition where shechag ha'shavuos kechag ha'pesach kechag ha'matzah l'tashlumin, that the Yom Tov Shavuos is like the Yom Tov of Pesach for making it up, because it says in the pasuk b'chag ha'matzah l'chag ha'shavuos, where it compares Shavuos to Pesach, just like Pesach you have 7 days, so to Shavuos, which even though the Yom Tov is one day, you can make it up, you could have some total period of 7 days. Now, however, halacha ches, there's certain limitations for these karbanos. Oilus Re'iyah v'sham ha'chagiga, those two karbanos, inam deichim lois Shabbos v'lois tuma. Although a certain karbanos, we do override the laws of Shabbos and the laws of tuma, but these karbanos not. And the reason for them is like we mentioned, lefi she'en lemezman kavua karbanos tzibur. They don't have a set date like other karbanos tzibur, like the karban tamid, which we bring even though it's a Shabbos or tuma. And the reason is she'en lechagigayim, because if you don't bring the chagiga today, because today is Shabbos or the tuma, chagig lemachar, then you could do it the next day, k'mishran, like we explained in halacha dal and halacha zayin, because you can make it up through the whole Yom Tov. Avol dechen es Yom Tov, but it does override regarding doing malacha on Yom Tov. Now, v'av pishem akriv miyom tov nedarim davis, even though you're not allowed to sacrifice on Yom Tov, donated or vowed karbonis, Makriven el shuibesh ha mechagiga b'sham esimcha. But these three korbanos you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Shein elu nedarim davis. They're not nedarim davis. The lechavis are obligations. It just didn't have a set time. So there was not deicha Shabbos, but it would be deicha Yom Tov, which you're allowed to do malachas for certain things more than that of Shabbos. Halacha Tes discusses related that of doing smicha on the korban. Kishemakriv ha makriv. So if someone's bringing any one of these two commandments, which are just in previous halacha, it could be done on Yom Tov. Like all carbons a person brings, that he first leans on it beforehand, here too one does smicha, like you do on a regular day. Now, although leaning on the animal is not integral, does not withhold the validity of the carbon. I'll explain the laws of carbon is a perigim halacha yedbeis. But still, although rabbinically it's forbidden to lean on an animal, for this halacha in the Beis Hamikdash of leaning on your animal, they were not guys of this Issur Rabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to lean on it with all your energy, which all that generally is a Rabbanan. Here for the carbon, Ibn Sama Akiv, one does that on his carbon. Halacha Yod, Hamafresh Oilus Riyasa of the Mace, if someone designates and separates his Oilus Riyah and he dies, Hayershin Chayyab and Labiyah, so the inheritors have to go ahead and bring it for him. Now, halacha continues regarding the permissibility of even the Dharma Nadavis, which you said you cannot do in Yom Tov, but that one could then do it the rest of the days of Yom Tov. Mutala Hakar Bechulu Shemayid, one could sacrifice on the intermediate days of Yom Tov. Nadharma Nadavis, that which he vowed or that which he donated, like it says in the Pasuk in the Midbar, it says, Elo Tasal Hashem B'mayadechem, these you should do for Hashem in your Yom Tovim, which are the ones we spoke about before. And it says in the Pasuk, Levad Min Nadrechem and Nadvesechem, besides that which you bring for your Nadharma Nadavis. This obviously infers that it could be brought on Yom Tov. Now, it cannot be brought on the Yom Tov part, or Cheshonan and Shabbos, but on the Chulei Shel Moed parts, on the weekday parts of the Yom Tov, then it could be brought. And when the Pasuk continues, Lo Ilas Eichem, what's that referring to? Kama Ilas Mitzayir, Bo Ilas Yeled. It's like when the Mitzayir finishes his purification process and the woman gave birth, they bring an Oila, those could also be brought. Well, Mechas Eichem, what flower offering are we coming specially to include? Lohavi Mechas Chaitim, Mechas Kenais, to include the sinner who is poor and brings a flower offering, or the woman that's a Seiter brings a Mincha. Well, the Shalme Eichem, what's that coming to include? The Rabbi Shalme Nazar, the Nazar, when he purifies himself, brings a Shlamim, Hakol, Kraven, Bemoid, all these things are brought in the Choyler Shemoid. But they're not brought on the Yom Tov itself. Now, if someone had a lot of eaters and very little money, very little assets, now maybe Shamech HaGiga Merubim, he'll bring more of the Shamech HaGiga, which that people eat from, but Oilas Ri'iyah Mu'atis, they'll bring very little of the Oilas Ri'iyah, just the minimum, because those are totally burnt in the Mizveach. And they have very little money, but they have a lot of people that they need to feed. Let's say the other way around. Let's say let's say I had very few eaters, small family, and a lot of money. So maybe Oilas Ri'iyah Merubis, they'll bring a lot of Oilas Ri'iyah, which are totally burnt for Hashem. The Shamech HaGiga Mu'atis, and very few Shamech HaGiga, they don't have that much that mouths to feed. Let's say they had little money and they had few people. As the Amr regarding this, it says in the Pasuk, on this was said the halacha, that which we mentioned before in halacha beis, so then, okay, you're going to have to bring the minimum of both because you don't have that much to eat and you don't have that much money. So that's what he said, you shouldn't give less than one ma for la'ayla, u'shtechas la'shlam, and two of the ma'a for the shlam. Now let's say, let's say you have a lot of people to feed and you have a lot of money. So regarding this, it was said, like according to the blessing of Hashem your God that we gave you, that's what you'll give, which is, I'll bring a lot of shlam, and he'll bring a lot of oilas.